Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם.
Hello, we're reading in Zohar for All, volume 12, selected excerpts.
We will try to feel ourselves as one, and by that feel the Zohar closer to us, in order for it to be an illumination of light that will influence and correct us. Please.
Zohar for All, Volume 12, selected excerpts. In the section Abraham, the three patriarchs, item 25. Above that door, above the lights of Nehi, stands Abraham, the Creator's right, Hesed. By another door stands Isaac, who was tied on the altar and who was a complete offering before the Creator. He is Gevurah. By another door, inside the palace, stands Jacob, a whole man, with the 12 tribes surrounding him, and divinity atop them, and the lights of Chagat in the palace, since Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are Chagat. 26. When Israel are in trouble, the three fathers awaken and invoke divinity to protect Israel. Then divinity rises and is crowned above, receiving gar, which are called crowns, and she protects Israel. It is so because divinity cannot protect Israel until she obtains mochin de gar, and by the awakening of the fathers, Chagat. That is, by Chagat de Ziranpin, rising and becoming Chabad, they extend the gar to divinity, and here are lights of gar of the palace.
108.
In the Academy of Shem, item 108, the Creator took Shem, the son of Noah, and separated him to be a high priest, to serve him. And he placed the Shekhinah upon him and called him Malchei Tzedek, the righteous king, king of Salem. And Japhet, his brother, studied Torah in his academy until Abraham came and learned Torah in the academy of Shem. The Creator dealt with Abraham and forgot about all the others. Abraham approached him and prayed before the Creator to place the Shekhinah in the house of Shem forever. And he thanked him, as it is written, "You are a priest forever, according to my word, Malchei Tzedek." Awakening and desire, item 28. Since the Creator saw his awakening and his desire, he immediately revealed himself to him and told him, "Go forth to know yourself and to correct yourself."
If there are any questions, please, you may ask.
And Abraham took Sarai. Item 58. And Abraham took Sarai, his wife. This is extension in good things, because man is forbidden to take his wife out to another land against her will. It is also written, "Take Aaron," meaning take the Levites. This is why, and Abraham took, is extension in things, and he alerted her how evil were the ways of the people of the generation. This is why it writes, "And Abram took Sarai his wife." Item 59. And Lot his nephew. Why did Abraham see fit to attach Lot to himself? It was because he saw in the spirit of holiness that David was destined to come out of him. And the souls that they had made in Haran are the converted men and women who corrected their souls. Abraham would convert the men, and Sarah would convert the women. And this is why the writing speaks about them as though they had made them.
Of course, we're talking about one soul that's going through the development. And we see that it all starts from one point that's called Adam HaRishon, this first point where it started to rise toward the Creator after the general shattering. And in that way, more and more from the will to receive, the points connected, and thus began the development. Yeah. Okay, let's continue.
Who arose from the east? Item 223. Who has aroused one from the east is Abraham, who took the awakening to the Creator only from the east, because when he saw the sun rising in the morning from the east, he took an awakening for himself, which is the Creator. He said about the sun, "This is the King who created me," and he worshipped the sun the whole day. In the evening, he saw that the sun was setting and the moon rose. He said about the moon, "This one must be ruling the worship that he was worshipping the whole of the day, the sun, since the sun had darkened before the moon and does not shine. Thus, he worshipped the moon the whole of that night." 224. In the morning, he saw that the moon darkened and the east illuminated. He said, "There must be a king and a ruler over all those who leads them." When the Creator saw Abraham's desire, he appeared before him and spoke to him. As it is written, "He calls in righteousness to his feet." Righteousness is the Creator who called him and spoke to him and appeared before him. Abraham and Sarah purify all the people in the world. 106. Abraham and Sarah were setting up tevilah for every person, he for the men and she for the women. The reason why Abraham engaged in purifying people is that he was pure and he was called pure. As it is written, "Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one." And Abraham is pure who came out of Terah, who was unclean. 107. This is why Abraham engaged in Tevilah, to correct the degree of Abraham. And his degree is water, Chasidim, for which he was made to purify all the people in the world with water. The world existed in Abraham. Adam 2:25. When the Creator created the world did not stand, but collapsed to the side and to that side. The Creator said to the world, "Why are you falling?" It told him, "Dear Lord, I cannot stand because I have no foundation, no yisod, on which to stand." 2:26. The Creator told it, "Thus I will place a righteous one within you, Abraham, who will love me." And the world immediately stood and existed. It is written, "These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created." Do not read it be-Hibaram, when they were created, but be-Avraham, in Abraham. The same letters in Hebrew, since the world existed in Abraham. 2:27. The world replied to the Creator, "Abraham is destined to beget sons who will destroy the temple and burn the Torah." The Creator told it, "One man will come out of him, Jacob, and 12 tribes will come out of him, all of which are righteous." Promptly the world existed for him. Correction of the world by the tree of life. Item 114. When Adam HaRishon sinned, he sinned with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, as it is written, "But of the tree of the knowledge." And he sinned in it and caused death to the whole world. It is written, "And now he might reach out his hand and take from the tree of life as well, and eat and live forever." And when Abraham came, he corrected the world with the other tree, the tree of life. And he announced the faith to all the people in the world. And Abraham was old, advanced in days. 119. Abraham was drawn near to the Creator, All his days, this was his wish, to draw near him. Abraham did not draw near on one day or at one time, but his good deeds drew him near every single day, from degree to degree, until he ascended in his degree. 120. When he was old, he properly entered the high degrees, as it is written, and Abraham was old. Then he was advanced in days. In those high days, those days are known as faith, and the Lord has blessed Abraham in everything, meaning Yesod of upper Abba Ve'ima, called everything, from which all the blessings and good emerges, for its abundance never ceases.
We are still just talking about the forces. There's nothing of this world, nothing of spirituality or corporeality. It's all forces before they are clothed in material.
Inherit the land. Item 172. After Lot parted from him, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, now lift up your eyes and look. Would Abraham inherit the land according to the measure of his seeing? A man can see for 12 to 20 miles, but the writing says, for all the land which you see.
Three is in Chasadim and five in Chokhmah.
173. But since he saw the four directions of the world, northward and southward and eastward and westward, he saw all the land.
He sees all of the vessel, that means he has 400.
Since the four directions of the world are like the whole of the world, the Creator set him up on the land of Israel, the Nukva, and showed him that she was tied to the directions of the world, Chokhmah and Bina, Tiferet and Malchut of Ziranpin, which are the Merkava. And then he saw everything.
There is already a kli, a vessel, that the light expanded to, and that means that it's rising in the ladder from Ketel to Chokhmah.
Abraham left the idol worshippers. 70. The Creator found Abraham in a land where the people were idol worshippers, who knew not the faith of the Creator, but were all lost, being engaged in strange worship. Came Abraham, who grew up among them, and became one complete branch before the Creator, master of the world, and there he was found. 71. The Creator took that same branch, planted it, watered it, and toiled in it. And afterwards, he uprooted him from there and planted him in a different land. As it is written, get out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house. And he made of him a holy nation. The meaning of Abimelech, king of the Philistines. 18. Abraham is the first holy candle in the world, the first Sefirah, Hesed of Ziranpin, which is called Olam, world. When he wanted to rise to his degree, he could not do so until he first ascended and attained the three upper degrees above his partition, Hesed, which are Kahab above the Hesed. 19.
By the light of Chassidim, they attain the Chokhmah that expands to Gaal, Nachab.
19. Hence, he ascended and attained the Creator out of these three degrees, along with the other seven, who are called Upper Keter, Chokhmah and Bina, which are the complete ten sefirot by which the Creator is called. And because he later ascended these three sefirot Kahab, who are from the discernment of the Partsufim Atik and Abba Ve'ima, from where the light is drawn downward, he held onto his portion to the degree below these three called Hesed. 20. He attained all of them, all the degrees Kahab, from the mirror that rules the night, Malchut. Since in Kahab, there has not yet been anyone who knew them. At age 3, in the 3 Sefirot Kahab, Abraham knew his creator, precisely at age 3, which are Kahab. 21. 3 years, not less, since the Shekhinah is called Batsheva, because she is made up of 7 Sefirot Hagat Nehim, which he cannot approach until he first ascends the 3 upper degrees Kahab, which are above the 7 Sefirot Hagat Nehim, to know them first from Kahab, and to illuminate to everything below with the 7 Sefirot Hagat Nehim. 3 and 7 are the 10 upper Sefirot, which is the name of the Creator. 22. And because he illuminated from these 3 Sefirot Kahab, he had to be completed by the other 7, Hagat Nehim, as it is written, and Abraham placed 7 lambs from the cattle, pointing to Hagat Nehim, pointing to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, that the sons of Abraham would not rule over the Philistines before these 7 true and righteous ones of Israel be completed, namely Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, David, corresponding to the 7 upper degrees, Hagat Nehim. 23. And when the 7 true and righteous will be completed, the lower world, Malchut, will be as the upper world, Ziranpin, in a perfect state. Then David will come, who is the 7th, and will awaken Bathsheba from above, Malchut, who will take vengeance on the Philistines for Israel's sake.
Avraham or Avi.
Abraham, who loves me. Item 47. You shall love whoever loves the king, shows mercy to all. More mercy means the mercy of truth. One who does not desire a reward for his deeds, but does everything out of love for the king, whom he loves more. Hence, the love for the king depends on hesed, mercy. For this reason, he was called Abraham, who loves me, because he loved him more and increased mercy in the world. To love the Creator like Abraham. 69. The commandment to love. To love the Creator means that one must love Him with great love, like Abraham who loved the Creator with great love and gave his body and soul for Him. From this, we see that one who loves the Creator keeps the 10 commandments, the 10 Sefirot above and below. Hence, the 10 trials that Abraham experienced and overcame correspond to the 10 commandments, where each trial corresponds to a commandment, one sefirah, by which he was tested and overcame it. 70. Hence, these 10 trials correspond to the 10 sefirot. And Abraham passed all of them, because he united and adhered with the right of the Creator, which is called great love, hesed the Ziranpin. It is called great love because those who attain this love are adhered to the upper world, Ziranpin. Eternal love is the lower world, Malchut, and the love of the Creator is attached in her. Both great love and eternal love are one without any separation between them. Love is higher than anything else in the world, and by this love, the name of the Creator is glorified and blessed more than by anything else. To be clothed with hesed on all sides. 140. Whoso loves the Creator clothes himself with hesed on all sides and shows mercy, hesed, to all, and disregards his own flesh and his money. Where did we learn that? From Abraham, who, because of his love for the Creator, disregarded his heart, his soul, and his money. 141. His heart, since Abraham, because of his love for his master, disregarded his own desires. His soul, since he had no pity on his son and on his wife, because of his love for his master. His money, because he awaited at the crossroads and gave food to the whole world. Thus, he was worthy to be clothed with the clothing of Sifrat Hesed, as it is written, Hesed, mercy to Abraham. Whoso adheres to the love of his master attains it. Moreover, all the worlds are blessed through him. As it is written, the righteous will bless you. Do not read Yevarchucha, they will bless you, but Yevarchuko, they will bless Ko. Since the righteous, those who attain the degree of Hesed, shall bless the Shekhinah who is called Ko. It follows that even the Shekhinah is blessed through them. Beersheva, item 28. Abraham named the swell the Malchut Beersheva. 29. When the Creator created the world, He created it with Din, because He saw that it could not exist. He united it with Hesed, as it is written, they were created on the day that Elohim made it. Since Chavaya is Hesed, and Elohim is Din. And he joined them together. In Abraham, who is Hesed, the world exists, since the Hebrew letters of the word Behi Baram, created, are the same letters as the word Abraham. Hence, that well, which is the foundation of the world, Malchut, is named after him, after the quality of Hesed, as it is written, therefore he named that place Beersheva, since Sheva is the quality of Hesed. 30. Four of the seven true and righteous, when they wanted to approach the Shekhinah, who is called Seven, through the integration of the seven Sefirot Hagat Nehi, met together at that well, whose water never cease, which is the complete Malchut from the side of Yisod, who is adhered to her. 31. Abraham dug this well, meaning established it, since he taught the whole world to serve the Creator. And because he dug it, it gave forth living water that never ceased.
69.
Incarnations of Adam HaRishon. 69. Adam's sin was that he broke and the Lord God commanded, and there are no commandments except for idol worshipping. He transgressed with idol worshipping, and he composed him, meaning incarnated him in the seed of Terah, in which he fumed, meaning angered the Creator, and broke the commandment of idol worshipping. For Terah was an idol worshipper, and Abraham came out of his seed, and he was an incarnation of Adam HaRishon. Abraham repented and broke the statues of idol worshipping and all the foods that were placed before them. He corrected what Adam and Terah sinned and broke the sin and the evil structure that he built, the structure of the klipot that Adam caused by his sin, and enthroned the Creator and his divinity over the whole world. Gifts to the sons of the concubines. 262. But unto the sons of the concubines, gifts. What are gifts? Those are lower degrees of holiness which are uncorrected. They are names of types of spirits of impurity. He gave them to them to complete the degrees, so they would purify them and complement the degrees of holiness. And Isaac rose above all of them in the high faith, which is Bina. 263. The sons of the concubines are the sons of Keturah. She is called concubines, since she was a concubine before he sent her away. And she is a concubine now, since he took her again. And he sent them away from Isaac his son, so they would not rule over Isaac. while he was still alive, while Abraham still lived and exited in the world, so they would not quarrel with him later, and so that Isaac would be corrected in the sight of the harsh high din to prevail over all of them. And they all surrendered before him. Eastward means to the land in the east, since there are various kinds of witchcraft and impurity there. 264. It is written, and Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east, meaning all those who were from the sons of Abraham's concubines. And in those mountains of the east are those who teach wizardry to people. And Laban, Beor, and Balaam, his son, and all the wizards came from the land in the east. The books and wisdom of the sons of the east, 80. Rabbi Abba said, one day I came across a city that was one of those that were in the east, and I was told of that wisdom that they knew since the old days. They found their books of wisdom and presented me with such a book. 88. I told them, my sons, the words in the book are close to the words of Torah, but you must stay away from these books, lest they will divert your hearts to these works and to all those sides it mentions here. You might stray from the work of the Creator. 89. This is so because all those books mislead people. Since the sons of the East were wise and inherited this wisdom from Abraham, who gave to the sons of the maidservants, as it is written, but unto the sons of the concubines that Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts. And afterwards, they were drawn in this wisdom to several directions. 90. But the seed of Isaac, the share of Jacob, is not so, as it is written, and Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. This is the holy share of the faith to which Abraham adhered. And it is from this lot and from this side that Jacob came. It is written about it, and behold, the Lord stood above him. And it is written, but you, my servant Jacob. For this reason, one must take after the Creator and always adhere to him. As it is written, and to him shall you cling.
No questions? Well, let's finish this part and then we'll talk about it.
Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Rebekah. 76. The Creator implies to upper Chokmah in Abraham and in Isaac. Abraham is Neshama to Neshama, light of Chaya. Neshama is Sarah, Lot is the serpent, Sam's mate. The spirit of holiness is Isaac. The holy nefesh is Rebekah, and the evil inclination is the spirit of the beast. In his wisdom, Solomon says about him, who knows the spirit of man, whether it goes upward, and the spirit of the beast, whether it goes downward to the earth? The spirit of the beast is a nefesh from the side of the evil inclination. 77. Neshama to Neshama comes to man from the Sefirah of Chokhmah, with fear and with wisdom. The Neshama comes to man in Bina, as it is written, behold, the fear of the Lord is wisdom. Hence, Neshama to Neshama comes only through fear and wisdom. But the Neshama comes to a person through repentance, which is called Bina, and is called Sarah. Ruach, spirit or wind, is called a voice, and it is called Da'at, and it extends to a man who raises his voice in Torah. The Ruach is also called written Torah. The good deeds extend from the nefesh of the mind. The Neshama to Neshama and the Ran extend from Chabad. The Neshama to Neshama Abraham extends from the Sifra of Chokhmah. The Neshama Sarah extends from the Sifra of Bina. The Ruach Isaac extends from the Sifra of Da'at. It is the right of the Da'at. The Nefesh Rebecca extends from the Sifra of Da'at, which is the left of Da'at. 78. Similarly, the Creator created the body out of the four basic elements, fire, wind, dust, and water. similar to neshama to neshama. Neshama ruach nefesh. Neshama to neshama is water. Neshama is fire. Ruach is wind. And nefesh is dust. Water is male, like neshama to neshama, which comes from chokhmah. This is sweet water of kedusha. And opposite that is the water that causes a curse, which are the evil inclinations, some. There is a holy fire, female, like the neshama that comes from bina. Opposite is the strange fire, of which is written that he shall not enter at any time into the holy place, which is the nukva from the side of the evil inclination, the serpent, the nukva of sam. The holy ruach is male, like the wind that comes from the sifra of dat. Opposite is an impure ruach, the evil inclination. It is said about it, out of the serpent's root shall come forth a basilisk, meaning the spirit of the beast, which is called a basilisk, which an offspring of the serpent of impurity from the impure bina. And there is a holy dust like the nefesh that comes from the left of dat. Opposite it is the impure dust, the beastly nefesh, from the side of the evil inclination. 79. Hence, the neshama, which is repentance, bina, assails that serpent to break it by the power of enslavement of the penis, drawing him to the assembly of house and seminaries. And those four elements, which are four bichinot, chokhmah, bina, tiferet, and malchut, spread into 22 letters that come out of the five outlets of the mouth. Aleph, het, he, ayin, from the throat, bet, vav, mem, pe, from the lips, gimel, yod, kaf, kof, from the palate, dalet, tet, lamed, nun, taf, from the tongue, and zayin, samach, shin, resh, tzadik, from the teeth. These five outlets correspond to the keter. Chokhmah, bina, and tiferet, malchut are the four elements: water, fire, wind, and dust. The four elements are the five outlets of the mouth in which the 22 letters spread. Sefer Yetzirah, 309. Indeed, the book of Adam Hirshon was for Jacob, as well as the book of Enoch and the book of Yetzirah by Abraham. The section about pagan worship in Abraham's book included approximately 400 chapters. And Jacob studied all these books. A perfect man dwelling in tents. Much wisdom. And Jacob's beauty and lines were like the markings of Adam Hirshon. The light that was created on the first day, 72. What is the meaning of the good oil that was poured over Abraham? Because he held out his right hand, Hesed, to illuminate the moon, Malchut. Therefore it is written, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. How good is the primordial light of the first day of creation. As it is written, the Creator saw the light, that it was good, which is Hesed. How pleasant, this is the pleasantness of the songs of Israel, the fourth day, the moon, Malchut. 73. Just as the light that was created on the first day gives wholeness, from which the light of this world extends, Abraham, the first light gives light to Bat Melech, the king's daughter, the fourth day, Malchut, by whom the world is directed. For this reason, the cord of Chesed, of mercy, is extended to Malchut, to receive illumination through it, and when Malchut unites with it, and sits at his right in order to receive Chesedim, it is magnified through everything.
We see through the whole selection of excerpts that is talking about the 10 sphere, no more, no less. What's included in the 10? We either number them as 10 sphere, or as polsufim, or as worlds, 5 or 10, or as fathers and sons. What else was here? It's all connected to 10 Sefirot. Here, certainly the Kabbalist reveals it within the soul. You can count from Teriag or Tarach in 5 or 10, in Zad, in the names, in Kodesh and Klipa, the sanctity and the shell. It doesn't matter. It's all being revealed in the ten, which are as one. If they're connected together, as much as they're connected, then they see the chesed, the love, the degrees of gar and zat, and by that attain. Okay, please, questions.
Everything that's speaking about Abraham here, it's 100% forces.
Ten Sfirot, other than Ten Sfirot, is nothing else. Yes.
How is it connected to that Abraham that we're speaking about historically, geographically, that we relate to?
As if it's being revealed in our world as some figure like we see. That's the way we see it. But we're not actually people. We are a discernment towards the Creator. That's why we recognize each other.
But was there such an image, or is it just a story for children?
I don't know, if you're talking about history, then...
Or that Kabbalists are not speaking about history, it's just forces, and...
What's history?
History in this world.
What's this world?
In this world that we're living in and talking about.
The reality that it's... Imagine, let's see.
Okay, let's see.
And that's the way we feel it. In this reality, we have all sorts of discernments. There's these characters. There's the sun, the moon, the sky. There's many things. Many of these things are in a ten. And this ten is a whole world where we can depict it.
In this reality, was there such a discernment 3,000-something years ago of Abraham?
There was no such discernment some years ago, because we don't know what are these years. There's no years.
It's a confusion here, because sometimes you speak about it from the corporeal network, sometimes the spiritual.
We're talking in these systems that are supposedly corporeal because it's easy for us. But really, there's no time, there's no place, there's no movement, there's no me, there's no you, and so on. These are just discernments that we are depicting in the meantime in the way that they are.
So it's a temporary, it's a matter of time.
No, it's a matter of perception. If the perception changed, then you'll perceive it differently.
And what we're teaching and we're telling about that once in ancient times, there was...
Because we have no other way to tell this to people. But if we say this to ourselves, that there's no time, there's no place, there's no world, there's no corporeality. It's just, in the meantime, in our vessels, in our perception, the way that it's being carried out.
And what about the spiritual reality, or the reality that was 3,000...
There's no such thing as 300, 400 years ago.
What does that mean?
It's all happening in our perception in this timeline.
It's confusing.
I know it's confusing, but slowly, slowly, in the same way that he's trying to tell us, we have no fathers, no patriarchs. Who do we have? We have Chesed, Gvura, Tifen, Malchut. We don't have these days of the week. We have Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet Yisod, Malchut, and Shabbat. We don't have the sun and the moon. We have Keter and Bina. Keter of Gar is the sun. Keter of Vak is the moon. And so on.
אין קליפה, אין קדושה.
So what is Abraham?
There's no klipa or kedusha, there's no shell or sanctity, it's just a discernment within the ten.
What is Abraham? What is this sermon besides this name of the Sifra? What is it meaning?
Force. A special force. And he's explaining how it's operating in our reality. And he's telling us through a story.
Right now, the force of Abraham is also acting?
Of course, it's operating. There's no absence in spirituality.
What is the expression of this force?
Force of bestowal, chesed. Slowly, this will be sorted out.
It's possible to say that these are laws of nature, all these names?
Of course it's nature. Other than nature, there's nothing else. We're operating according to these laws of nature. These special laws of nature that are... that have this freedom of choice, that can attribute themselves in their effort to the upper governance, the Creator. If they were given the ability by themselves to attribute themselves to the system, that's called a freedom of choice. Yeah, is that okay? What do you prefer, to move on to something else, or... I don't think we have any translations. Okay, so they'll translate. Yes, North America one.
North America.
Да, уважаемый раб и любимая... Любимые товарищи, как
dear Rav, beloved friends,
мыслью Творца насладить, чтобы просто стать под...
How can we connect this thought? How can we connect to this thought to bring contentment to the Creator, to be similar to Him? That the Creator will give all the friends to invert into this, to create this connection in the middle of the ten.
Can you stop confusing us and just speak precisely, concisely, very clear and short? Alright? Not to do all this circling around. Short. Yes, please.
How do we ask for this force? This force from a thought?
I can't. I know this guy, that's why I can't. Through the ten, we have to turn to the Creator and ask from Him. If you ask correctly, they'll receive. That's the whole point. That's it. And don't confuse us and yourself in these kind of sentences. It means that you don't understand what you're talking about. Construct this sentence, 7 to 8, maximum 10 words, no more. And then it'll be possible to understand what you're saying. But to ask, we have to turn to the Creator, and it's simple. When you connect with the ten, and with the ten, together or through the ten, then you turn to the Creator. Okay. If so, let's continue. Yeah.
We're continuing the excerpts on Adam HaRishon. Adam nikra olam katan, mipnei shekol pirtei haolam niklalim bo. So, man is called a small world.
Man is called a small world. 121. Man is called a small world because all the details of the world are included in him. It follows that the relation of all the particular specimens of a species in relation to man's soul are as the relation of individuals toward their whole. men's souls extend from the three panim from Chazeh and below. However, they obtained Hitkalelut, the inclusion with the face of a man in that stretched nun, the letter, once the three panim shina rose to nukvas from Chazeh and above, and were included in the face of a man that is there.
Correct these things.
However, even before the three panim shrina rose to be included in the face of a man from Chazen above, they still elicited offspring to Bia. Thus, from the illuminations that were extended from the face of an ox, all the beasts came out. From the illuminations that extended from the face of an eagle, all the fowls came out. And from the illuminations that extended from the face of a lion, all the animals came out. Yet, during the ascent of the three panim shor neshel aryeh for the upper zivug to the face of a man, all the beasts and fowls and animals that had already emerged from them rose and were included in the upper zivug. All of them were included in the face of a man above the chazeh, and out of the whole of them, the soul of Adam Rishon was born. Thus, the soul of the man, Adam, contains all the particular animals that were distinguished from the three panim shor nesher aryeh. For it is there inclusive, this is why the face of a man includes all the forms. And because there is no absence in the spiritual, and any change that emerges in spirituality is only an addition to the first, once the soul of Adam emerged out of all the details in the three panim of the shor, the ox, the neshel, the eagle, and aryeh, the lion, from all the forms were already included in Adam's face, the power of the left illuminated once more and once again distinguished the particular animals as they emerged, each to its kind, from the three panim shor nesher aryeh prior to the zivug.
Meaning it's constantly being divided, and three, and another three, on all sorts of levels, and then it comes out from this, all the results.
They expanded each to his place so that after the ascent of the three panim for zivug above the chazeh, a single whole was born from them, the soul of the man. Afterwards, all the particular details were born again as they were prior to the zivug. And these are all species of animals. However, because they were once included in man's holy soul, they are considered pure species, although they were distinguished once again. The Prinot from Malchut Chazeh and below, which melted by a melting from that spirit, are all the particular animals that emerge from the three panim of the ox, the eagle, and the lion, from that chazeh and below prior to the ascent for zivug. Once the three panim of the ox, eagle, and lion rose for the upper zivug and became included in Adam's face, begetting the spirit of the man out of the inclusion, the force of the left fire returned and melted the spirit of the man. Once again, it distinguished from him all the particular animals by their kinds as they emerged from the three panim of the ox, the eagle, and the lion before they were included in the upper zivug. This is like a metal that consists of several elements and connecting force that makes them all one whole in the form of metal. When a metal is placed over fire, it loses the connecting force in it and melts it into liquids, and each element in its part for itself and no longer connects with the other. Likewise, the force of the left affects the man's spirit, which includes all the animals. It melts until each element included in it parts for itself as prior to its Hitkalelut, the inclusion in a man's spirit.
No. Okay.
What's the main difference between Adam Rishon and whoever comes after him?
Adam Rishon is the general of all of reality. It includes within it everything that is in reality. And after it, it's the system of Adam Harishon. Now, when we're speaking about afterwards, when Adam comes, and this is the start of the revelation of this godly system towards people. That the first of them was also called Adam. Baal Sulam writes about this, that his parents called him Adam because they felt that this is how they should call him. And after him came all sorts of parts of that same soul called the shattered soul of Adam Rishon and started to get revealed. There were generations after generations, and in them there were Kabbalists, such souls that came out from that material, and they are the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so forth. Yes?
Why don't we call Abraham the father of the nation?
Of the nation? Because he founded this group called the people of Israel.
Why don't we call Adam Rishon? Because he's the one who founded it.
It's like this, because he was just the first that revealed godliness to everyone. From above downwards, from the Creator towards the created beings, names, all these things come from him. But not from below upward, like Abraham did, that took people, connected them, and started to draw them towards the Creator. And therefore, he's not called the father of the nation. What nation?
So we learn and we teach in campus that there were people in the times of Adam Rishon.
Of course.
And why wasn't it opened up?
There was no role like this. It wasn't revealed such. That's why Adam Rishon worked from above downwards and Abraham from below upwards. That's why he's called the father of the nation. More?
20 generation of Kabbalists from Adam to Abraham, they didn't receive it from Adam?
They received it from Adam, but it's not a group, it's not a nation. Abraham is called the father of the nation. Ask, okay.
You said that Abraham is part of the 10 Sefirot, it's a Sefira.
Besides that, yes, that there is the 10 Sefirot, you're called David. So, then,
I'm talking about Adam HaRishon. Who is this Adam HaRishon in the Sefirot?
Adam HaRishon is a system. It's not one of the 10 Sefirot. All these 10 Sefirot, that they went through a shattering, they're called Adam HaRishon. After the world of Nikudim, that created the worlds of Bia, and this internality that came out, the system is called Adam HaRishon. And it's shattered, and then what comes out of it, after the corrections, is us. More? If you're not asking, then what's there to explain? Yes?
About the first article, that Abraham took Sarah, and they started a place, and they took them to a new nation. It's this desire of the will to receive?
The desire to receive, yes, it must awaken and to receive these changes, meaning to go to a different country. Meaning until Sarah agreed? No, this is in our words. So he wasn't able to leave his birthplace and go to another place. Like it's written, go forth from your homeland.
It's like the story with the The person who wants to fast, the soul doesn't want, and the body resists. No, the soul wants it, and the body resists. So the body, the will to receive, needs to agree to what the soul wants.
Yes.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Can I ask a general question?
Yeah.
I feel after the week that we were reading in Chaim's book, it just erased me. It completely confused me. Our normal procedure, everything seems new to me.
It's great. It's a sign that we're entering a new degree. That's the first thing. The second thing, now that you're able to connect something that you learned before with what you heard from this book on anti-Semitism, to connect it together and to see how everything that you learned before is dressed in this world. All in all, what we gained from what we learned, from what we read, is that suddenly we started to see that we live within these forces. Yeah, these forces of nature. And all these forces are acting upon us here and now. That's excellent. That's good. I see now that that I'm a witness to everything that's happening. These good forces, bad forces, how they're struggling between each other, and we're between them. The book made a big change here. People are still not digesting this, but this is what's happening. Little by little, now within a month or two, how much time it will take up until the Congress, I think, we'll need to digest this more. And afterwards, we'll continue. But the main thing that I want is that we'll see in this life the forces of nature that are acting and are truly arranging around us all of reality. Bad forces, good ones, together with us, this way or another way. How we're connecting with all of humanity, how we're drawing them, how they're acting upon us, how all of this is working. This is very desirable to feel this. Well, no, we'll finish with this in the meantime. גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד שלום לכולם ולילה טוב לכולם.